And many in the city's African-American community are calling for an independent review into what happened at a cookout event on Syracuse's near west side that turned into a shooting Sunday night. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, many questions remain as to why one man was killed and a police officer discharged her weapon.
He was a good man that took care of his kids, took care of all of us. And it was Father's Day. My nieces and nephew, this is going to be the worst Father's Day from this day on for them. I'm asking everyone who's here, please stand with me and my family.
A cousin of 41-year-old Gary Porter, the man who was shot and killed at the party, was among the friends and family remembering his life. More than 100 people came to the Foundation of Life Church on Syracuse's south side demanding answers to what happened that night. Some witnesses say it was a police officer that shot and killed Porter and injured his fiancée. The Syracuse Police Department, the District Attorney's Office, and the New York State Attorney General's Office are still investigating the shooting and say at least four different guns were fired. Twiggy Bilyeu of Syracuse's National Action Network says the community needs answers now.
But one thing that we don't want to take is the time that it's taken in other places with Tamir Rice and others, 6 months, 12 months, 9 months, no grand jury investigation, no anything. We are prepared tonight not to face what others in other communities have faced by organizing.
Bilyeu is calling on the New York Civil Liberties Union and the Citizens Review Board to assist in an independent review.
Asking us to organize together. If we want to march to City Hall, we can do that. If we want to march to the police department, we can do that. But we have to have a cause and a purpose and an end result, because I'm not marching for me. I'm marching for this family over here.
Some in the audience at the meeting say they do not trust the police and that witnesses are afraid to come forward with information. But the Syracuse Police Department says it can take information anonymously. Bilyeu says she and a representative from the NYCLU will take names and statements from witnesses on Thursday. The Syracuse National Action Network will meet again Saturday to plan potential protests.
No justice!
No peace!
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.